Do you prefer talking on the phone or in person? German and Stanford psychologists explored how different modes of social interaction, personal traits, and whom we talk to affect our momentary well-being. They examined three interactions: face-to-face, computer-mediated communication, or mixed, with over 3,000 Texas college students from across three studies. They sent students six emails periodically throughout the day, asking them to rate 1, their well-being, 2, whether they're interacting with others and who, and 3, how they communicated. Results: the students had the strongest momentary well-being when interacting in person with close friends or peers, then with family members, and finally with acquaintances. Social interactions, face-to-face or virtual communications, led people to feel better than when not socializing at all. However, across the board, social interactions made people feel better than moments of solitude. Face-to-face conversations and mixed interactions involving both in-person and digital communication had the most positive impact on momentary well-being. Those with high neuroticism, highly sensitive and anxious, were more comfortable face-to-face. Lesson: communicate with your loved ones and peers, no matter the method. Yet, talking to them in person is the best.